Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. It's Easter weekend. We are not going to be able to have our outdoor service as we planned because of rain and storms. We will be open from 11 to 12 for prayer if anybody would like to come. And hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll be able to get back to normal in our normal services. We just need to keep praying, asking God to heal our land. And so hopefully I will be seeing you all soon. And let's pray. Father, we welcome your presence here today. Lord, I pray once again for all those that are sick, all those that are hurting. Lord, all those that may have lost their job. Lord, I pray that this would be a time that we're truly turning to you with a repentant heart, that we're seeking you in every matter, Lord, whether it's a financial, whether it's a sickness, Lord, whether it's anxiety or stress or whatever it is that's on us this week, Father, I pray that we would be seeking you with all of our heart. I pray for a special anointing upon this service, that you would bless Mitzi and Kyle as they lead us in worship here in a few moments. I pray that you would anoint the message, that all those that hear it would be changed, that their lives would be affected by your word this morning. Lord, more than anything, we want to thank you. Thank you for Jesus and the sacrifice that was made and the blood that was shed for the forgiveness of sins in my life and in so many of our lives. Lord, we thank you for that. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is, nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You didn't want heaven without us, so Jesus, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. What could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a wonderful name it is, and nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a wonderful name it is, the name of Jesus. And death could not hold you, the veil tore before you, you silenced the boast of sin and grave. The heavens are roaring the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no rival, you have no equal, now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name it is. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name it is, and nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is, the name of Jesus. You never change. You are the God you say you are. When I'm afraid, you come and steal my beating heart. You stay the same. When hope is just a distant thought, you take my pain and you lead me to the cross. What love is this that you gave your life for me and made a way for me to know you? And I confess you're always enough for me. You're all I need. I look to you. I see the scars upon your hands and hold the truth that when I can't, you always can. Standing here beneath the shadow of the cross, I'm overwhelmed that I keep finding open arms. What love is this that you gave your life for me? You made a way for me to know you, and I confess you're always enough for me. You're all I need. Jesus, in your suffering, you thought of me. Jesus, in your suffering, you were reaching. You thought of me. What love is this that you gave your life for me? You made a way.
Good to have Kyle back with us, and hopefully for long we'll have the whole group back with us. And I did want to tell everybody, we've been posting these videos. Madeline's been sharing them on Facebook, and then they're on YouTube. But we do have a website. It's sunnyv.net/CPC/. None of that is in capital letters, sunnyv.net/CPC/. And on that, all the messages that we've done the last couple weeks are on there, but then for probably the last couple years, there's messages on there. Those are all just audio. We didn't start taping videoing them until the last few weeks with all this happening. But if you would like to go on there, we've also implemented a new forum that one of our elders, Tim Culp, is taking care of, and where you can have prayer requests, you can talk, have Bible study topics and different things like that, that we would love to have more interaction, more participation in that. And so please go to our website and check that out. So it's been a long time since I've not preached an Easter message on Easter. And I had in my heart that I was going to preach an Easter message today, but I don't feel like I'm supposed to. The title of the message today is You of Little Faith. And you say, well, wow, what a topic for Easter, You of Little Faith. But it's where I felt like the Lord had brought me. If you are wanting to hear an Easter message, I'm sure there'll be plenty on TV. There's plenty of local pastors. Me and my wife, we've been watching the area pastors and what they've been posting and their sermons, their videos. It's kind of fun to get to watch what everybody else, even locally, is preaching and teaching about. And so if you want to hear an Easter message, I'm sure you'll be able to find one. But what I want to talk to you about today is about your faith. And we're going to start in Matthew chapter 8 in verse 23. And it's when Jesus calms a storm. It's a very familiar text, but Matthew 8, verse 23, it says, Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, Lord, save us, we are going to drown. He replied, You of little faith, why are you so afraid? Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. The men were amazed and asked, What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. You know, as I'm reading this and thinking about this, and I've been thinking about all the people that's so full of fear, and I know we've been talking about that a lot lately, but you see it in everywhere you go. You guys, most of y'all know I'm a FedEx driver, and it's so funny the different places that I've been delivering to and the different reactions I get. One place that I went to Friday wouldn't let me in until they took my temperature and had me fill out a form. A lot of places are having me fill out a form asking if I've been out of the country, if I've been in contact with anybody with this virus. But the lady that had to take my temperature Friday, when I was done, she thanked me. She said, Thank you for being so nice about this. She said, Some people are just being so hateful. And she's like, I'm just trying to do my job and do what I'm told to do. And, you know, I've had people being hateful to me at certain spots, and other places they're like, come on in, like nothing's wrong and business as usual. But I was thinking, why are some people being so hateful and so mean right now? And what I've come up with is that they're full of fear. They're full of fear of the unknown. They're full of fear of the waves crashing in on them and what's going on in their life. And they're so full of fear that they're taking it out on everybody else. Jesus, when they woke him up, he was asleep. He was fine. And what did he say? You of little faith, why are you so afraid? I don't know if you all have been afraid. I've fought it. There's been times that I've had some fear come in. I was someplace the other day and this person starts coughing and I just kind of moved away a little bit, like, okay. And then there's been times that I just maybe was getting a drink or something and coughed a little bit. And I thought, oh no, everybody's going to scatter. They're going to think I had it. And it was funny last week or the week before, after we got done taping, Mitzi was talking about up here singing that she wanted to cough, but then she was scared to cough. She's like, I don't want people to think I've got it. And that's what, because there's, if you cough or you hear somebody coughing, it's like, here's the waves. Here's the waves. What's going on? And Jesus was asleep, but he says, You of little faith, why are you so afraid? Are you afraid today? Are you full of fear? You know, us having fear and doubt, it's nothing new to God. It's nothing new of what He's dealt with for generations, since almost the creation. And I thought of, and we referred to Caleb a few weeks ago, but in Numbers 14:11, the Lord said to Moses, "How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe in me in spite of all the miraculous signs I have performed among them?" I was thinking about that verse and I thought, you know, how often do we just stop and think about all that God has done for us? And maybe right now, if you're at home, this would be a good time to hit pause on the video and just stop and reflect on all the blessings that you have, all the miracles that you've seen, all the times that God has come through. And just begin to praise Him and thank Him and remember all the things that He's done. Because here the Lord is saying, how long are these people going to refuse to believe me in spite of all the miracles, in spite of all the things that I've done? They're still full of fear. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes I just have to stop and I have to reflect and say, God, do I really believe you or not? All the changes in our world, all the things that's happening, trying to figure out, everybody's learning, everybody's trying to figure out how do we do this? Our bosses are trying to conduct business, but they want to do it the right way and keep everybody safe. You know, at church, we're trying to figure out, do we have services? Don't we have service? Here in Arkansas, we're still blessed that the governor hasn't shut down the churches. We can still come if we want to. But then also to protect everybody. And 3 weeks ago, I think, I was preaching about the difference between fear and wisdom. And to not be afraid, but to use wisdom. And I think I even maybe mentioned that last week about the Holy Spirit guiding us and what to do. But do we believe God is able? Do we truly believe that God is able to take care of us? Matthew 17, verse 14. 17:14. When they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." And listen to Jesus' response in verse 17. "O unbelieving and perverse generation," Jesus replied, "how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked the demon and it came out of the boy and he was healed from that moment. I'm wondering today how many of us, God's looking down and He's saying, "How long am I going to put up with you? I've done the miracles. I've blessed your life. You've seen me work. How long are you going to continue to deny? How long are you going to continue to live in fear?" Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So I'm reading this and I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking, God, why are we not seeing the impossible happen? Why are we not seeing a move of God in this epidemic? Why are we not seeing a move of God in our maybe our personal lives? And I wonder how many of us, it's because we still have such little faith. How many of us, we're still that unbelieving and perverse generation? We'll show up to church. We'll sing a song. We'll do a devotional. But as far as really believing and really having faith that God is able, that God is able to get us through any and every circumstance, we're still in the mindset of, we don't trust. The waves are crashing in, and we're looking for a lifeboat from some other source. We're going to try and swim it ourselves. We're going to try and make a way for ourselves, and we're not stopping and praying and seeking God and believing that He is able. In this account, in Mark 9:23-24. The man is, it's the same account, it's just in Mark, but the man asked Jesus if he is able, and in 23, Jesus says, "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for him who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief." You know, maybe today, as you're at home, wherever you are, and you know in your heart if you really believe or not, maybe your prayer needs to be, "Father, help me with my unbelief. I'm scared, I'm worried, I'm frightened, and Lord, I know You've never failed me, I know You've never let me down, but Father, right now, I'm full of fear. Help me with my unbelief." And you know, in Mark's gospel, in Mark's account, Jesus healed him, just as in Matthew. Jesus healed him. And Jesus can heal us. Jesus can take care of us. But I wonder how many of us would say, "God, help me with my unbelief." I preached 2 weeks ago about when Jesus was being tempted and Satan place the bread before him, and you, I don't know how many of you remember that or not, and I preached about where's your source. He had fasted for 40 days, for 40 nights, and Satan's tempted him with bread, but he says that, you know, that's not my source, that every word that comes out of the mouth of the Father was his source. You can go back and watch it. But, so today I'm thinking, I preached that about what's your source. And I'm preaching today about you of little faith. And if you remember in Romans 10:17 that I preached about a couple weeks ago about Jesus being our source and the Word of God being our source, feeding on the Word of God. And Romans 10:17 says, "Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the Word of Christ." So faith comes from hearing the Word, hearing the message. And many of us, I believe this morning that Jesus is looking down saying, "How long am I going to put up with you? You of little faith, you doubt. Why do you continue to doubt?" And I wonder how many of you, though, are saying, "Okay, I know the right thing to do is begin to read my Bible more. I know the right thing to do is to begin to pray more," and you're actually doing it. See, that's what's so frustrating to me. And I get frustrated with myself too, is I know the right things I ought to do. I know the things that will help, but do I do it? Just like eating food. I know if I eat cheeseburgers and french fries and pizza and fried burritos all the time, I'm not going to feel as good as if I eat salad and vegetables and some fruit. I feel better when I eat right, but what do I normally eat? I eat the junk. I eat the garbage. And I wonder how many of us today we're full of fear, and we're full of doubt, and we're questioning God, and we're questioning whether God even loves us, and why is all this happening? But none of us are reading our Word. None of us are truly praying. We're looking for a way to do it on our own. Through our might, through our strength. God may be looking down this morning and He's saying, "How long before these people really begin to trust me? Before these people really begin to seek me?" I'm sure there's people in the hospitals right now, and there's people that have family members in the hospital right now, and they're probably praying, they're probably crying out to God like they never have before. But I wonder how many Americans are still going through the motions of life. And we have not got to that point of truly crying out, of truly repenting, of truly seeking the Lord. James 2:18 says, "But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds.' Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." I want you to think about that for a minute. You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do. See, we can talk a good talk, but are we living the life that God's called us to live? Are we reading our word? Are we praying? Are we drawing closer to the Lord right now? Because let me tell you, if we are drawing closer to the Lord, our fear should begin to diminish to the point that it's not even there anymore, because we trust that God is able. Just as the disciples awoke Jesus in the storm, and he woke up and he calmed the sea and everything was okay, and they're like, "How does he do that?" God is able. But are we putting our faith into action? Are we doing the things that we know to do? I was thinking about a baby. I'm going to try and hurry up because I know many of you will start shutting me off. But I was thinking about a baby. And okay, you get this beautiful little baby. And it just coos and cries and is hungry and messes its diaper. And that's all it does. And then all at once the baby begins to rock a little bit and will kind of get up on his hands and knees and begin to rock, and everybody that loves this child all comes and looks. "Oh, look, they're getting up. They're about to crawl." And then all at once, what happens? The baby begins to rock, and then before long it's crawling. And then after that baby crawls for a little while, And I remember taking my kids and holding them by their hand, and they would stand up, and boy, they'd be wobbly, and you let go, and sometimes they'd stand, sometimes they'd fall over, and other times, you know, you get them to take a couple steps, and then there's that moment that they take that one first step on their own. And everybody's so excited, and everybody's so happy. And then what happens? You think, "Why did I ever want this child to walk?" Because before long, they're into everything, right? They're running all over the house. But let me ask you this now. When you get up now and walk, do you think, "Ha, I took my first step"? Does everybody clap and cheer when you get out of bed in the morning that you've taken your first step? No, because you're walking, you're used to it. It's common now. Y'all, for some of us, I think we're still like that baby and we're just rocking. And we haven't really taken that first step with God yet. We haven't really went and as Peter walked on the water when Jesus told him to come. And he walked on the water. He had to take that first step. And I think for many of us, we're scared to take that first step of truly trusting Jesus Christ. Of truly putting our faith and life in Him, and begin to walk in the things that we know is true. And one of the things that we know is true is read this, study it, get on your knees and pray, seek Him. Don't rely upon your own strength and your own might. Listen for the Holy Spirit. Understand that God is able and that He wants to help. Last verse is here in Matthew 7:24. Matthew 7:24 says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." You understand what that's saying? Who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is a wise man that built his house upon the rock. The rains came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. I don't know, I would imagine many of you know people throughout your life that have lived for Jesus for a short time and fall away. And maybe they've lived for Jesus for many years and they've fallen away and they go back to the world and they go back to what the world has to offer. Well, what happened there is that they weren't putting the Word of God into practice in their life. If the storms of this life, we're in it right now. Some of us more so than others. I'm very blessed. I haven't lost my job. I'm very blessed. I'm not sick. But life still changed a little bit for me, but for many of you it's changed dramatically and you're in that storm. And right now, the only way that we're going to see what your house is made of, have you put your trust in the words of Christ into practice? It doesn't matter what the storm's doing if you put your trust in Him. But verse 26, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. One of my favorite things to do is to sit on a beach along the ocean and to just let the waves crash against me. But I don't know how many of you have ever done that, but what begins to happen if you're sitting in a chair or even just sitting on the sand is eventually you begin to sink, right? You sink. And sometimes we'll sit there for hours just watching the ocean, and when we go to leave, you know what I gotta do? I gotta pick up that chair because it's sunk in that sand so much. Y'all, some of you, you may be sinking right now. I would ask, have you put the Word of God into practice in your life? Have you done what you know you're supposed to be doing? May God not look at us during this time and say, you of little faith. May God look down to us and say, look at my children. They're standing firm. They're not acting like everybody else. They're not being like everybody else. They're standing firm. We know that He has our future in His hands. We know that He is truly the rock that all of us should be building our houses upon. I encourage you. Oh, my heart's been heavy this week because I've been seeing things. People failing, people falling, people stumbling. There's been people in my life that I thought would never fall, would never fail, and they've fallen away. I just wonder, did they stop putting God's Word into practice in their life? Obviously, that must have been what happened. They lost their faith somewhere along the way. But God is able. God is able in your life. He's able in my life. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for Your Word. And Lord, I pray that You would strengthen all of us, that we would not fear. That when the storms, waters are raging and the waves are crashing in on us, Lord, that we would look unto You, that we would know that You're there in the boat with us, that you'll never leave us, that You'll never forsake us, that You're right there beside us, Lord, that You are able in every circumstance, that You are able. Father, if there's some right now that maybe their house isn't on that firm foundation, that their hearts would be convicted right now, that Your Holy Spirit would go out and begin to minister to them of what changes they need to make, Lord, whether it's setting the family down and opening up their Bibles together and kneeling as a family and praying, or maybe it's them going into their prayer closet and getting alone, and just as a little boy's father cried out, oh, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Maybe today we need to be crying out, Father, we believe, but help us with our unbelief when the doubts, when the fears come in. May we not trust in our ability, in our might, in our strength, but only in You. And may we be seeking You. May we not fall. May our houses not cave in during this storm. We pray all this in Jesus' mighty name.